Isn't it a thrilling thing to see an individual excel in this life? To become prosperous. To become an individual that is happy and joyful. To see an individual especially who is excelling in the practice of his Christian faith. But on the other hand, it is a horrible thing to see an individual whose life is moving toward destruction. To see an individual who at one time was on the high and now he is just as down, as far and low as he could possibly be. And especially if that individual is a child of the living God. We watch those individuals, don't we? As they move toward destruction, sometimes we might say they're almost marching toward destruction. And we wonder in our minds, how? How is it that an individual can live such a life? How is it that an individual can move toward destruction and almost know that it's coming, and yet it is as if it cannot be headed off? How is it that man destroys himself? That's the topic of our lesson this morning. Number one. First, man destroys himself by his refusal to acknowledge God Almighty. My friends, everything begins and ends with God. Jesus Christ in the Revelation said, in Revelation chapter 1 verse 8, I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end, saith the Lord, who was and who is and which is to come, the Almighty. My friends, without God, absolutely nothing involving man in this world makes sense, does it? Nothing makes sense. The three basic questions that man asks cannot be answered by those who do not acknowledge an Almighty God. How did you get here? There's no answer to that question. Oh, they try to answer it. I came from an ape. I came from an amoeba. I came from some gases way out there in space billions of years ago that exploded, and here I is today. Folks, it doesn't even make sense, does it? It defies the laws of science. Life cannot come from non-life. It's an impossibility. And yet that's exactly what we're told. We're living a life of deception if we acknowledge there is no God. Question number two, why am I here if there is no God? There's no answer to that. We just kind of popped up in the evolutionary process and we're just here. But there's no reason why we're here other than we got here by some accident. So I might as well just eat, drink, and be merry, because that leads to the third question, doesn't it? Where am I going? And there's only one answer that they have to that, and that is this: you're going to the grave. That's it. There's nothing beyond that. Can you imagine living a life that's been painful? A life that's been filled with despair. A life that's been filled with agony and hardship and hurt. And the only thing that some man has to tell you is that you die. That's all the hope I can give you. That's sad, is it not? And my friends, those individuals who will not acknowledge God, they are definitely marching to a devil's condemnation, are they not? In 2 Thessalonians 1, 8 and 9, the Bible says that Jesus and His host of heavenly angels will take vengeance on them that know not God. Verse 9 says that they shall be punished with everlasting destruction from the presence of the Lord and from the glory of His power. They are marching toward destruction. Why? Because they will not acknowledge God. Point number two. Man destroys himself because he will not pursue knowledge. If there is one thing that God desires for us to have, folks, it's knowledge, is it not? And specifically, knowledge of the truth. The Bible says this is good and acceptable in the sight of God our Savior, who will have all men to be saved and to come unto the knowledge of the truth. 1 Timothy 2, verses 3 and 4. Man needs knowledge, does he not? About what? He needs knowledge about God. He needs knowledge about Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God. He needs knowledge of the Word of God. He needs knowledge of God's gospel plan of salvation. How he can be redeemed from sin. Man needs a knowledge of how God expects him to live in this life. And all those who will not pursue that kind of knowledge are heading to disaster. The prophet of old was right when he says, "My people are destroyed for lack of knowledge." Hosea 4, verse 6. And isn't it amazing how many individuals are out there who have absolutely no knowledge of this book whatsoever? Folks, I'm even surprised at how much ignorance is found within the church itself. I don't read much. I don't study much. I don't engage myself in the Word of God very much. And we just walk around in our ignorance. And my friends, one was right when he said, ignorance is not bliss. And another was right when he says, what I don't know can harm me. Man destroys himself because he will not pursue knowledge. Very closely connected to that is this. Man destroys himself when he will not seek after the truth found in the Word of God. There are some individuals that are pretty bold about that, aren't they? We were up in Clinton, North Carolina, and we were door knocking, and I knocked on one little door, and this girl came out. She was in her 20s, and she had tattoos all over her. And I said, "I'm from the Clinton Church of Christ, and we're inviting individuals to our vacation Bible school and our gospel meeting." She says, nope, not me. I said, "You're not a religious person? You're not a spiritual person?" She says, "Oh, no, not me. I don't want any part of that." She turned around, walked in the door, and shut it. Folks, here's an individual who wants absolutely nothing to do with truth. "I'm not going to pursue it. I'm not going to seek after it. I don't even want to hear about it." Just shut the door. Jesus made mention to his disciples about those kind of individuals when he sent his disciples out on what is known as the limited commission. And he made this mention: "Whosoever shall not receive you, nor hear your words, when ye depart from that house or city, shake the dust from off from your feet. Verily I say unto you," listen to him, "verily I say unto you, it shall be more tolerable for the land of Sodom and Gomorrah in the day of judgment than for that city." Folks, people who don't want the truth, people who don't want to hear the truth, they're marching to destruction and an end that is worse than Sodom and Gomorrah. That's amazing, isn't it? We're all worried about how wicked our nation has become. And yet the Bible says that a man that rejects truth, a man who won't hear the truth, will have a more severe punishment than those in the land of Sodom and Gomorrah. The Apostle Paul went on his first missionary journey and he would enter into the synagogues of the Jews because God had commanded for the Jews to hear the gospel first. In Acts 13, verse 46, we find a group of Jews who refused to hear what Paul and Barnabas had to say. And Paul and Barnabas waxed bold and said, "It was necessary that the word of God should have first been preached unto you. But seeing ye put it from you and judge yourselves unworthy of eternal life, lo, we turn to the Gentiles." Folks, here were individuals who wanted nothing to do with the Apostle Paul. "I don't want the message." Paul says, "You've put the word of God from you and you've judged yourself unworthy of eternal life. They were marching to destruction. But there's another group of individuals in this pursuit of truth concept that are destroying themselves. And that group of individuals are those individuals who know some truth, but they do not know all of the truth. And there was a certain Jew named Apollos, born in Alexandria, an eloquent man, listen to this, and mighty in the scriptures. That's amazing, isn't it? Now you hold on to that for just a minute. He was mighty in the scriptures. Now listen to this. He had been taught the way of the Lord. Now there's another thing you need to hold on to. He was mighty in the scriptures, and he had been taught the way of the Lord, the Bible says, being fervent in spirit. He spoke and taught the way of God. Listen to this. Knowing only the baptism of John. Here was a man who was mighty in the scripture, eloquent in his proclamation, a man whom the Bible says knew the way of God, taught the way of God, but his knowledge was imperfect. He knew the baptism of John, but he did not know the baptism of Jesus Christ. And he began to speak boldly in the synagogue, whom, when Aquila and Priscilla had heard, they took him unto themselves and expounded unto him the way of God more perfectly. That's found in Acts the 18th chapter, 24 through 26. We got a lot of people in our world today, do we not, who know part of the truth. We know some individuals in our world today who know a lot about faith, don't they? And they talk about faith all the time and how you need to have faith in order to be saved. But folks, they do not have an understanding of baptism for the remission of sins. We have individuals who understand the need for a local congregation. There are individuals right now, right here in the beach area, who are at a congregation, they believe, known as the church. And yet they do not understand the one true church of the Holy Scripture. They don't understand that. We have individuals who understand the concept of marriage, don't they? But they have no understanding of God's law about divorce and remarriage. We have people who understand about worship and the need to worship and how that's homage unto the Almighty God, but they're ignorant when it comes to singing to the Lord and participating every week in the Lord's Supper. No knowledge about that. We have individuals who well understand the promises of God, but they have not educated themselves upon the warnings of God Almighty. My friends, individuals need to seek the truth, and they need to seek the whole truth and not have partial knowledge therein. Partial knowledge will destroy. Just like rejection of that knowledge of truth will destroy. Point number four. Man destroys himself when he refuses to become a child of the living God. Jesus said, I am the way, I am the truth, I am the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. John 14, verse 6. Folks, there is no salvation whatsoever outside of Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God. The Apostle Paul, when he opens up the book of Ephesians, in Ephesians 1, verse 3, he tells us exactly where every spiritual blessing is located. Blessed be God, even the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who hath blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places. Listen to Him, in Christ. If you want to be blessed spiritually, you must be in Christ. That's where every spiritual blessing is found, folks. There is not one spiritual blessing outside of Jesus. Do you know there's a host of spiritual blessings that we could talk about? Redemption is in Christ. Romans 3 verse 24. Acceptance by God is in Christ. Ephesians 1 verse 6. The forgiveness of sins is in Christ. Ephesians 1 verse 7. Colossians 1 verse 14. The grace of the Almighty God is in Christ. 2 Timothy chapter 2 verse 1. Salvation is in Christ. 2 Timothy chapter 2 verse 10. Sanctification is in Christ. 1 Corinthians 1 verse 2. Folks, there's not one spiritual blessing that you can talk about that is not in Christ Jesus. And if you are not in Christ, you cannot avail yourselves of those things. In fact, you are much like those Gentiles of old, who at that time were without God, being aliens from the commonwealth of Israel, strangers from the covenants of promise, having no hope and without Christ in the world. How sad. Ephesians 2 verse 12. Are those individuals who will not put on Christ in the waters of baptism, Romans 6, 3 and 4, Galatians 3, 26 and 27, are those individuals heading toward disaster? You bet they are. Go back to 2 Thessalonians 1 for just a minute. A while ago we made mention of those individuals who reject God. The atheist, the agnostic, the skeptic, the infidel. Totally reject God. There is no God. And we think, ooh, boy, those are bad people. But listen to what Paul puts in this particular passage. He says, in flaming fire, taking vengeance on them that know not God. Folks, there's those people who reject God. And who obey not the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. He puts the two together, does he not? Is it bad to reject the concept of God? Yes. But it is just as bad not to obey the gospel of Christ, who shall be punished with everlasting destruction from the presence of the Lord and from the glory of his power. 2 Thessalonians 1, verse 9. Lastly, how does man destroy himself? My friends, through indecision. There are individuals who come to buildings and hear the gospel preached over and over and over and over again. Those individuals can tell you exactly what needs to be done in order to become a Christian. Some of those individuals are unfaithful Christians. Not steadfast, not diligent. But yet they can tell you exactly what God expects of them. And yet if you ask them to make a decision, the thing that's running through their mind is this: well, should I or shouldn't I? Or maybe it's something like this: well, I know I should, but... And they're sitting right on the precipice of indecision, are they not? A prophet of old, speaking to Israel, said, how long halt ye between two opinions? If the Lord be God, follow him. But if Baal, follow him. Now listen to this next statement. And the people answered him, not a word. 1 Kings 18, 21. Not a word. Folks, they're right there in the valley of indecision, were they not? Do you want to serve God or do you want to serve Baal? You need to pick one of those two. But they answered him, not a word. We turn over to the book of Acts, chapter 26, 27 and 28. The Apostle Paul is pouring out his heart at an old king by the name of Agrippa. He gets to the end of that lesson and he makes this statement to Agrippa. Agrippa, believest thou the prophets? And then Paul answers the question. Listen to what he says. I know thou believest. But Paul is speaking by inspiration, isn't he? We have an inspired statement about the belief of this man named Agrippa. Agrippa, I know you believe. And Agrippa said unto Paul, almost thou persuadest me to be a Christian. Here's a king sitting in the valley of decision and refuses to make one. Folks, here's what's interesting. Anytime you and I continue in our indecisiveness, we are making a decision. And the decision is no, I don't want you. Our Lord and our Savior Jesus Christ cries out unto all men, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden. Matthew 11, verse 28. And man's indecision holds him back. The Lord Jesus Christ commands us to continue in my word if you're going to be my disciples. John 8 verse 31. And yet indecision keeps man from that. Jesus cries out to individuals that you need to be baptized in order to be saved. Mark 16 verse 16. And yet indecision causes man to refrain from being baptized. Our Lord tells individuals that they must be faithful, and that faithfulness means doing what God desires for you to do. Matthew chapter 24, 45 and 46. And yet indecision causes man to not make up his mind to be faithful. It's sad, isn't it, to see a person heading toward destruction. It's sad. Folks, it breaks my heart. And you do everything you possibly can to scream at that person, to holler at that person, to get that person to do different. And throughout Scripture, we've seen it over and over and over again, haven't we? Adam and Eve marched right into destruction. An old king by the name of Saul started off well, but marched to his own demise. A man by the name of Haman was taken to his own gallows and hanged by his neck. A man, Judas, a disciple of Christ, held the office of an apostle of Christ, the highest office a human being can hold within the church, and yet he fell from his own transgression and ultimately hung himself. The rope either rotted and broke or the limb did. His body hit the ground, and the Bible says that his bowels burst out. Destruction, folks. My friend, don't destroy yourself by failing to acknowledge God. Don't destroy yourself by refusing to acquire knowledge. Don't destroy yourself by either rejecting the truth or only getting part of the truth in your life. If you're not a Christian, don't destroy yourself by not making that choice to do that. If you've got a decision to make, don't destroy yourself walking in the valley of indecision. You know, there's a counterpart, isn't there, to destruction. You want to know what that is? Victory. Victory. You see individuals living lives of destruction, or you see individuals living lives of victory, don't you? Surely, Surely, every person in this audience wants a life of victory, both now and in the world to come. My friend, do you have a decision you need to make this morning? Maybe it's to obey the gospel. Maybe it's to get out of sin. Make your life right with the Almighty God and serve Him. Please, don't destroy yourself. Won't you come as we stand and sing?